Today is, for us Thursdays, it's about the ball. You know that just from covering us. And these guys are terrific at it. And they certainly earned our respect. They're plus 14 on the year. That's a hell of a year in terms of going after the ball and taking care of it. They forced the most takeaways. Got a lot of respect for Bob Sutton and the veteran defensive staff they have. But you see the intent. You see the physicality that Eric Berry goes after the ball with. You see it in the rushers. Peter's certainly a guy who's a ball hawk mentality at corner. I like the way we take care of it. I like the way we go after it. And this can be a real factor in this game. I think we all know that. So that's big for us today as we head into third down. We'll touch a little bit on the red zone on both sides as well. After that, injury-wise, we're in good shape. Claiborne, obviously he's out. He'll be back in town getting ready to get his rehab underway. But past that, all the guys are participating today, and we're ready to get rocking. So I'll open it up.
So Claiborne, he had a surgery on Monday or Tuesday there.
Yep, and on Tuesday, and he'll be back in this evening.
It's a matter of, rehab, getting his strength and flexibility and range of motion back.
Yep, the strength is the number one thing. So once you get the strength back, and then we'll work, in the functional testing and then get him back into practice. And then once he goes through some practice, then he'll be ready. So I know he'll work at it. I think for you guys who've, covered our team, you get to know Adrian and how hard he works. That's really what he stands for. So when he's ready, it won't be too long in my imagination with him.
The the offensive matchup and the defensive matchup this week is I know you like boxing. This is a heavyweight matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And they've got some real playmakers defensively, and our offense, we certainly do too. So you're right in talking about that. But I think it's also important to say it's still going to come down to all three phases and who does it better. They've got explosive return games. We got some guys who can cover defensively, matchups all across the board in terms of line of scrimmage, and I think it's going to be a line of scrimmage day. Who can extend drives? Who can, create third and shorts that aren't long to go get? So there's stories all over this one, but at the end of it, two really tough, teams going to be battling for it.
Did you all consult with Scott Pioli at all about, some of these players or some of his guys that he drafted? He helped to build that team.
Yeah, certainly some of the guys we talked about with Scott and has background on him and knows him. And some of the ones that, like you said, he has selected have turned out to be terrific guys, Poe and Eric and Justin, just to name just a few. But it's a good group, and it's an organization and team we got a lot of respect for. So we're pumped to have them here at home, I can tell you that. And we need our crowd into it for sure, hopefully creating some false starts on their end of things. And so we're ready. We got a good group, and we've had a good day, and now we're into fully underway on third down. And today is about the ball.
You got to tell the crowd to leave their tailgates early so they can get in there.
Yeah, I'll get a message out early Sunday morning so we make sure we're in early and rocking. So we totally rely on them, and we're looking forward to this weekend, especially with them.
What's it like with a guy like Scott, or when you have a player coming from a team you're getting ready to play? Is there a lot of that searching for inside information, or is there just so much new going on that you can't really put much up,
Yeah, I've been both sides of that, where you really want to get a lot, but at the end of it, it really comes down to on the field what the players know. And so you don't want to jam them up so much where the thinking takes away from speed and aggressiveness. So during the week, you give some alerts and some tips that may happen based on a certain style that they may play. But past that, it still comes down. Once that ball turns over offensively, defensively on teams, it's about going after it and competing against the guy you're going against. So during the week, there's a little bit of talk. But then once you get to the game, you don't want to have the guys overthink this could mean this based on this, too much.
Yesterday, Devondre said that if he's matched up with Travis Kelce, that he can't bite on his head fakes and his upper body motion. How do you feel like Devondre matches up against Travis?
We've seen some good tight ends, and between Keanu and Dre, they get a bulk of that work. They've had some days where it's gotten good, some other ones where it's been harder. But I would say this about Kelce. He's got very good change of direction for a big, taller guy, and that's what can make, we use the term, when you can break off somebody man-to-man, you're in coverage, and now you can stick a foot in the ground to change direction. So I think that's one of the things that he does really well in his game. The length of Devondre enables him to match up size-wise on tight ends, and that was one of his skill sets, coming out, and it's been even better than we thought. So we know it's a terrific matchup, but you also get challenged for those, as a ball player and as coach. All right, let's go do our thing and play it straight up.
Teams have had a lot of success when you played tight ends like that, going down underneath and short passes. You look back at that and say, that may be something they'll try to do.
Yeah, for sure we do. And we go through all the targets, not just from, you know, the team that we're going to play, but we go back through what are some things and some issues that we've had. But the first thing we do is start on the targets of the player that we're about to play. And is there anything to gain from, you know, that tape? And then you go from there and say, what are some issues we've had? And that's kind of how you take it all the way through the week. So we're fully underway in that. And we'll take it all the way through Saturday in terms of our preparation for how to play a specific player in different alignments that they may be in.
Marcus Peters has quickly become one of the best young corners in the game. How do you think he's been able to be so successful?
That's a great question. The you know, coming out of UW, you know, had True there, you know, saw what he stood for, you know, as a competitor, and I think that was probably, you know, a good first model. He's a very good competitor, and I think that always should be at the front of your thinking, and especially at corner, knowing that you're going to get challenged, you're going to be out on the freeway, and there's going to be speed to go, and you got to match up, and you're going to give up some plays, and you got to go battle for it again. The ball skills are there for sure. That's so easy to see. So a defender who can track the ball in the air and play it like a receiver when it's in the air, like Marcus can do, that's a really, you know, significant attribute to have. And I think that's probably what allows him to be the ball hawk that he is.
And how important is it to get pressure on Alex to get him maybe a little uncomfortable?
Every week it is important, but I wouldn't say more so, but it's for sure a factor. And most quarterbacks, if we can get them off the spot, you know, we have a better chance. Early downs, it can be challenging when the ball comes out quick or it's quick game, and you've got to be able to match up on the underneath routes. But having the ability to affect the quarterback with the front, with the blitzers, for sure it's a factor, not just in this game, but in all of them.
Coach Macklin returned to practice. If he's in there, that changes that offense a little bit with this the flat speed.
Well, we're going to find out. And what we know is part of the offense, you know, certainly there when Macklin was there, and who shifts into what roles. Like a lot of teams, they've got a lot of versatility, you know, with their receiver core. And how do you position the guys and where are they at to try to make some plays based on the coverages that you're getting? So, yeah, we're anticipating him playing. You know, when you get back at practice early in the week, you didn't anticipate him going. So we are. But past that, you just have to stay ready in terms of the things that the other fellows can do as well. So that's what we go through when we look at the targets and the routes that certain players are running. Does that have any tell? And that kind of goes into part of the game plan.